Time now for Minnesota Reads here on KUMD. Our guest this morning, Sarah Stonich, the author of Shelter, Off the Grid in the Mostly Magnetic North. Hey, Sarah, it's so good to have you on the air with us again. Hi there.
Good morning, Lisa.
Shelter came out back in 2011. Is that right?
It did, yes.
And so it's out now in paperback. And the epilogue that you wrote this year is particularly timely. One of the things that I thought was so cool about Shelter in its current incarnation, the epilogue doesn't change very much, but at the time that you wrote it, you were a single parent fresh out of a divorce, and it felt as though you had a need, not want, a need to find something to anchor you and make you feel safe, in a sense. Am I reading that correctly?
Oh, for sure. And for my son as well. So I grew up having a cabin, and that meant a lot to me. You know, it was a place of solace, and being around water was very important. And so I thought my 12-year-old son, my city kid son, who'd probably, you know, never spent more than a few days at a time at a resort out in the woods, I wanted to have that for him too, so that he'd have that experience and have that relationship. And so I thought it was a good idea in my mid-40s to drag a 12-year-old city kid up to the middle of nowhere, off-grid, build a cabin with no, you know, an outhouse and no running water, no electricity, no Game Boy, nothing.
Why is it that when we have that need, that particular kind of need for land, I wonder, is it that our own land doesn't satisfy us? The home that we own that's near our jobs, the home where we live most of the year, that's not the right piece of land?
I don't know if it's about the actual land or if it's about your own inner landscape and where you are in life, where you want solid something and a solid place to go to. I think a lot of us are dissatisfied with what we have. We want something different. We crave change, or we crave the sameness in a different way. You know, I'm not sure, Lisa.
I wonder about that, because I know about my own dreams for land, and it's when I retire.
Mm-hmm.
And the dreams of land that I had for so long, you know, it was like, oh, I can't make it work with the job that I need to do. And so I wonder why we try to find a piece of land that connects us to something in our past, but we can't seem to do that with the place where we live every day.
I think that's very true. No, we want something remote and new, and we want to remake ourselves in it, I believe.
One of the other things that I thought was fascinating reading the epilogue, and I hope that we're not doing a whole bunch of spoilers here, I guess it's, you know, as long as it's in the epilogue and it's there, I'm really interested in what was involved for you in reevaluating a dream and a goal that you had invested so much time, so much money, so much, you know, energy of all kinds, emotional energy, physical energy in. What's involved in reevaluating a dream like that when it doesn't fit anymore? And how hard is it to admit that it doesn't fit?
It's pretty painful, I'd say. And without giving too much away, the situation has changed. I got exactly out of it what I needed to get. You know, people think they want and need one thing, and sometimes that's not always really the case. But there's the lesson that came with having that taught me that. It's a little bit like having the desire to get out and meet someone in the chapters where I'm dating online, you know, looking for just the right guy. And finally, this one particular guy shows up, and he's not really at all who I had in mind as my perfect man. But in the end, he was, and still is.
Well, now, they do say, though, that you're supposed to put out into the universe exactly what you want, and then the universe is going to hand that to you. I guess I've never found that true for myself, but I always like to hear other people describe it if it happens to them.
Maybe you put out there what you want, and the universe gives you back what you need. Because I think they're often two very different things.
My first husband used to say that about our relationship, and I thought, I'm not what you want, I'm what you need. That makes me, what, Brussels sprouts? You know, I just sort of felt like something that was really good for you, like kale that's good for you, but nobody really likes it.
Right, yeah. I think there can be a marriage of the two myself.
But what do you see now? This was a particular dream and a particular need for connection that you had at that time. Do you say, okay, I've dealt with those needs now, or do you find something else cropping up that you say, this is, I think, where I need to invest my emotional and physical energy now?
Yeah, definitely. I do understand now that the ownership part of it isn't that meaningful. The meaningful part is the solitude. And so now, rather than go somewhere, drive for many hours and strap on a tool belt and go to work once you get there and haul water and all those things, the thing that is going to be better for me is I have friends who have cabins. I can maybe rent a cabin and go spend the real time there and not have it be about ownership, but have it be about introspection and doing the work, because I built the cabin in order to have a place to write. The reality is that a cabin is a whole lot of work, especially one that doesn't have running water or heat or electricity. So it's a very limiting sort of an environment. And now I think what I need to do is just go out there and find places to be a writer and to be alone and to be with my people.
It sounds to me as though at that time in your life, you were looking for a home, a connection that was external, the way so many of us do. We say, you know, if I could have this piece of land or this particular house or this vehicle or this job or whatever, you were looking for home in an external way. And it sounds as though home has moved internally for you now so that you can take it wherever you go, to a rented place or a borrowed place or wherever.
Sure, like a turtle, I think. Absolutely. Yes, it does. It has a completely different meaning altogether.
Sarah, it's a wonderful book. It's called Shelter, Off the Grid in the Mostly Magnetic North. It talks about some of our deepest hopes and dreams and wishes and thoughts about our away, our retreat. But it also, of course, brings in some pragmatic concerns, as you mentioned, like, you know, no heat and the outhouse and the running water and the. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah. It was always great to talk to you.
It's a pleasure, Lisa. Thanks a lot.
Sarah Stonich, our guest this morning. Her book, Shelter, Off the Grid in the Mostly Magnetic North, has just been re-released in paper. Sarah, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads, produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.